This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Sting with Englishman in New York. I'm Sherrod Cotton. With me, Melissa Idris and Joyce Goh, and the morning run continues its ascent into the stratosphere. We're taking you all the way up to 10 o'clock this morning with a range of views and news and analysis. Remember, there seems to be, or was at least, a premium place on going west or going to a richer country. Misplaced?
Well, Ken and Michael Song, they came up with a book entitled Bridal Future in the West, Sure Meh? That's quite an...
I like how you read that.
And it's an eye-opener for Malaysians who believe migrating to the West is a good idea. And it goes on, some of the topics that they touch on was on being gainfully employed in the West. Ken was saying that, you know, many Malaysians who migrated to the West found themselves in occupations that matched neither their qualifications nor experience. And I must say, I know some people, there are success stories, people who've migrated and done really well, the kids are happy. I also know some friends who've migrated to, in this case, Australia, and came back because they couldn't find proper jobs that suited them. One was an ex-colleague of mine, and she was in the edge, and she left to go to Australia. And she had to work as a salesperson there because she couldn't find a job, like a job that that was in print or media and all that.
Right. So nothing commensurate with her skill levels.
Yeah, and then
right.
She tried it out for a bit, and it didn't work out, and she came back. Another sub from the edge went to Australia. And
Sub-editor.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's still there, if I'm not mistaken. But he says, for Asians, right, a lot of them, you have to do the graveyard shift. Because that's the shift that nobody wants to do. So you end up doing the things that, you know, the prime slots or the main, like, perhaps a editor position or what. You know, the proper hours and good hours, you don't get that. But if you don't mind doing the graveyard shift, yeah, you can get the job.
So that's what Michael and King Soon, the authors of this book, are arguing. They're saying, look, it's not always the grass is greener on the other side. You know, the idea that most Malaysians have that, you know, migrating to the West is a good idea. They, in fact, make several arguments, one of which you mentioned, Joyce, about, you know, that when you do migrate, sometimes you may not get a job commensurating, which is, I guess, matching your qualifications. The other one, the other argument they make is that racism is alive abroad as well. So especially in the West and especially in America. So if you were to make that argument that, you know, your happiness, your well-being could be better served elsewhere than Malaysia, that assumption could be challenged if you are in the America.
Yeah, you know, these authors have written a book about that, I think specifically around moving to Australia, which is actually moving south. So, you know, the target countries to migrate to Singapore down south or Australia even further south. But, you know, I think this idea, I mean, the clickbait title aside, people are looking, Malaysians in particular, are open to the idea of moving in order to better themselves. And whether it's to the, I mean, literally to the geographical West, or in many cases now to the East, meaning to Japan and Taiwan and
China.
Hong Kong and China, providing now huge opportunities for scientists wanting to get into fundamental research. So, you know, the world is a very open space. Mm-hmm.
I remember that time when I was working in an accounting firm, a number of them started moving, but this was so long ago, more than, I think, about 15 years ago. A lot of them started moving to China. Especially those who can read and write Mandarin. Mm. They were hiring Malaysian accountants and there was a huge demand and they paid top dollar. And people started migrating to, moving to China to work as accountants at that time. I'm sure it's still happening here. In this book, I think they do talk about Australia as well. And in Australia, I must say, not only your qualifications, you might not get the job that you want to do. But if you're not picky, you don't mind doing whatever job, be a plumber, anything, any job, you can earn enough for a decent living, right? You can earn enough to own a house,
right,
to send your kids to university. It's the pay there is good.
So as long as you're not picky.
Yeah, not picky.
But so I'm just wondering, so for people who migrate overseas, do they get the job first or do they go in hopes of finding a job?
I think it'd be either scenario, you know, honestly. But there's another parallel discussion, which is not about jobs, though I think that's the focus of most people in practicality. Mm-hmm. It's also about lifestyle and your life opportunities. So a lot of people go thinking about their children, not necessarily themselves.
Correct.
A lot of people go thinking about the restrictions on fundamental liberties,
personal
their private,
freedoms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and their private lives and the choices they can make. So they say, well, Malaysia is not the place to stay because of, you know, the extreme conservatism, that not just in society, but in the state and in terms of legislation. So they go elsewhere because of issues of personal freedom. But I think at the end of the day, money trumps it in terms of reasons that people move.
There are a lot of reasons. My cousin moved to Australia because he has a special needs child. This was many 20 years ago, and that time, you know, they thought it would be good for his kids, and they've been there and it turned out great. But it really depends on your situation and the reasons for migrating. I think for some people, if you have young children or if you have babies and you go over, it's the support system. Again, you know, who's going to take care of your baby? Do you have family there to help you? It's the support system as well. So it's just different scenarios and different reasons why people migrate or why people stay. Coming back to Ken and Michael, I think they have a second book coming out on the heels, and it's Migrating to Australia. Good man. <There's> another,
you know, oh, so, man.
So, yeah.
Okay. So just a question about whether brain drain can be reversed now. So we're talking about people leaving for other countries. What about, you know, the Malaysian diaspora coming back, perhaps with a new hope in Malaysia Baru?
Well, speaking of which, Suresh has WhatsApped you, Melissa, and his answer to your question of when he last cried is the 10th of May when the opposition won the elections.
Thank you for that. I don't think he was WhatsApping me directly, but okay.
Oh, okay. There was also
another one
from Sean, who says, last time I cried was when I heard Oasis, I'm Out of Time being played. The breakup that happened 8 to 10 months before may or not have contributed to tears. So he's now available. Oh, Sean, I don't know if Sean's a boy or a girl, but either way, Sean, you're now available. I take it. Okay, we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.